Earlier today, the House of Representatives passed a $1.2 trillion package to avert a government shutdown. The bill now goes to the Senate, which is expected to vote on it soon. Normally, when a vote like this happens, we'd be discussing the clock ticking to meet the midnight funding deadline. But House Speaker Mike Johnson's decision to pass the package with the help of Democrats so incensed hardline conservatives that one of them, Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, filed a motion to oust Johnson, a fellow Republican, from the speakership.
We need a new speaker. This is not personal against Mike Johnson. He's a very good man, and I have respect for him as a person, but he is not doing the job.
Here to dissect all this is NPR congressional correspondent Deirdre Walsh. Hi, Deirdre.
Hey there.
So what exactly happened today?
Well, it's a pretty chaotic day in the Capitol, Sasha. We knew that Marjorie Taylor Greene and other hardline conservatives were really angry with the speaker about signing on to this package of spending bills that was a compromise. Speaker Johnson kept to the same overall framework for these spending bills that was negotiated essentially last year by then Speaker Kevin McCarthy. He negotiated with Democrats, and that cost him his job then. And now it's the reason why Speaker Johnson could lose his. This was all set into motion during that vote this morning on the House floor. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to vacate the chair, which if that's approved by a majority of the House, it removes the speaker. Under current House rules, any single lawmaker can file this kind of resolution to oust the speaker. This is the second time in about 6 months that we've had a Republican do this. It just shows you how divided the Republican conference is.
Does this mean the House will now vote to oust Johnson?
Not yet. I mean, the House actually left today to start a 2-week recess. Congresswoman Greene made it clear she plans to bring this up for a vote soon. It wasn't filed as a privilege resolution, which means it would be a faster vote. She says she did this in a way to allow the House to continue to function, committees to hold hearings. She's trying to work to build support. It's unclear how much she has for a replacement. There's always a chance she's trying to use this as leverage to negotiate something. She could withdraw it. But she was very determined that she wanted to get rid of Johnson and stressed that right now it's all about forcing him or his replacement to focus on border security.
Mike Johnson, the Republican Speaker of the House, handed over every ounce of negotiating power to Chuck Schumer and the Democrats and went ahead and funded the government. When this was our point of leverage, Republicans had the power of the purse.
What are supporters of Johnson saying?
His allies are kind of downplaying this. The head of the House Republican campaign arm, Richard Hudson from North Carolina, said the House needs a speaker to function.
I think Speaker Johnson has been an outstanding speaker, and I stand behind him, and I think we'll get through this.
Deirdre, go back, if you would, to what caused all of this, which is the spending package the House passed. What is in that?
Right. This is a $1.2 trillion package. It's a half a dozen spending bills that fund several federal agencies like the Defense Department, the Homeland Security Department, the State Department, programs dealing with health care, funds these federal agencies through the end of this fiscal year, which is September 30th. Again, this was a compromise. You have Republicans touting things like the increase in the number of ICE detention beds and border agents, Democrats praising the billion-dollar increase for child care, early learning programs. There was one provision that Republicans wanted in and got in that forces blocks U.S. funding for the U.N. agency that provides aid to Palestinians for another year. We do expect the Senate to pass this soon, and President Biden has says he will sign this spending bill as soon as it gets to his desk.
That's NPR's Deirdre Walsh. Thanks for keeping tabs on all this.
Thanks, Sasha.